No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with my new friend, DC Young Fly. How you doing, G?
No Jumper. What's up? I appreciate it. You say you the coolest podcast?
Coolest podcast in the world.
That's right. You the coolest podcast in the world. But 85 South Show is the coldest.
Well, but that's not quite a podcast, is it?
Yes,
I thought it was just a live comedy thing.
No, that's the thing. If you go back to your homework, we have a studio that we do the podcast out of. We just go tour.
Oh, okay. I thought that was primarily your
No, it's not the primary nude. It just so happened that's what we started doing after we still go back and go do the podcast in live studio.
Okay. All day. That makes sense.
But you know, you got the coolest.
It's the coolest.
We got the coldest. We can share.
Because yo, listen, come on, man. Do you guys really use that phrasing? You say it's the coldest?
No, like we dead serious.
That's
like,
what you call
no
it.
No fucking podcast is fucking with it. I mean, just because you in my face right now, you got the coolest. You didn't say you the coldest. You got the coolest. Nobody really fucking with us like that.
That's what's up. Yeah, no, I don't know. Us calling us the coolest podcast, because I definitely don't look at myself and think I'm the coolest person.
Right.
You know?
But you know what, No Jump? I've been following you for a long time, and I've been like, why the hell you ain't called my people phone so I could do me an interview? You still ain't do it. We called you. Let it, how you know it. You got to have a great PR people.
No, that's what I'm saying. My publicist is the one who dialed this in for me. I'm like, oh, I've always wanted to meet that guy. Why didn't I think to ask him before?
That's right. But we here. And you know what? I've been following you for a long time, man. You know what? You've been doing your thing, too, though.
Oh, I appreciate that.
No, it's hot as hell in, but you still doing your thing.
Yeah, we got a little AC issue right now.
It's okay. You still black on the inside. He got the moving fans, y'all. The one that go like this.
Yeah. Trust me. Yesterday was a lot fucking worse. Like, this is a nice 87. Yesterday was a rough 91.
I mean, first of all, you might want to fix the roof.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely part of it.
That's probably the biggest problem right there.
It might come falling in.
You got a hammock.
There is a little hammock up there.
He got a hammock on his roof. I don't know, boy. That ain't filled with water.
See, I was wondering, wait, what?
That ain't filled with water.
No. That would be a little much. No.
Oh, okay.
But it is. We cover it because the sun would get in a little too directly. Right. Otherwise, it would be fucking you up.
Right. It definitely would. We had 30.
All right. A quick word from our sponsor. You guys know that I'm a big fan of these Eagle Energy pens. They are actually sponsoring this episode. So huge, huge shout out to them. I've been using these for a while. It's a caffeine inhaler pen for athletes, artists, and busy people on the go. It's all natural. So it eliminates a lot of the things that you might be dealing with when you're dealing with something like Red Bull, coffee, that anything like that. This is a much cleaner experience. I've turned a lot of my friends onto this. The flavors are all natural and plant-based, no sugar, no calories. It's fast acting. It hits you immediately. It's not like when you take a Monster Energy to the face and it might take you 30, 45 minutes to kick in. No, these things, it's an immediate rush of productivity straight to the face. No caffeine jitters. There's no crash. It's just a good way to get some energy if you ever need some during the day. So I would advise everybody out there to head on over to www.eagle.energy and use the code NOJUMPER22. You'll get 22% off of your order. Once again, that is www.eagle.energy and use the code NOJUMPER22 to get 22% off your order. Huge, huge shout out to Eagle Energy for sponsoring this podcast. Let's get right back into it. It's funny because I think of you as somebody who you seem like you kind of come into interviews with a little bit of an agenda, like you sort of tailor what you're going to be doing to the nature of the interview that you're doing. Like I noticed when you went into Vlad, you had some bars ready for Vlad. It was funny as hell.
No, really. I really thought Vlad was going to be like you. Like right here in my face, physical.
Oh, and then
he was on the TV. Right. I'm sorry if I keep fucking up, Vlad. But Vlad, I got to tell you the truth. Your ass was on a screen. And you was across the world. That's how we did that interview.
Like you were from the future or something.
Right. That shit was lit, though. It was like you hear his voice.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the early days of DC Young Fly.
The early days of DC Young Fly. Atlanta Westside, born and raised, ATL, where I spent all of my days, not the most, every day.
Take me to you as like a 7-year-old. What percentage of the confidence and hilarity and humor that you have now did you have at that time? Or is this something that you just got?
It was goofy. It was at 7-year-old, you got to think about it. I was the going to church, living in the hood. We were still going outside. You know, I'm a 90s baby. You know, I'm a 92. So we were still going outside, throwing rocks at cars. You know, wasn't no really no technology like that. Everybody, they probably like one or two people had maybe a PlayStation 1, if that.
Uh-huh.
You know, we Super Nintendo around here.
Oh, I was Super Nintendo out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That was my lifestyle. Mortal Kombat 2, Street Fighter 2.
Nah, we ain't have all that. We had like the demo games.
Demo games? Yeah. I had Mario Paint.
We played all the demo games. We'll run them demo games up. They beat this shit again. yeah, you know, wearing church suits and all in the hood, you know, just thugging it out there, being a regular kid. You know, back then we was really being kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we was getting into shit, but we was actually doing kid shit. We weren't doing being grown. It was probably like one or two people who actually sold dope who were like 12. You like, oh, this nigga got real bills.
That's when you knew that somebody was really fucked up. He's a grown man right there.
He has to sell cocaine.
What did you see for yourself as potential, like, possibilities that you could actually accomplish with yourself at that age? Were you in the mind state that you could be anything you wanted to do, or were you thinking I'm going to be a street guy?
Back then, you know, we had morals and values. You know, they was teaching you, like, you had to have a first goal, and then you had, like, have a post-secondary goal. You had to have a first-term goal. What you want to do? You want to go to college? All right, now, if that don't work, you got to have a post-secondary goal, so just in case that didn't work. So everybody had dreams of going to school. Like, I came up in the era of kids actually being smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't not cool for you to be smart.
Right.
It was a lot of bad, smart motherfuckers when I grew up. You know what I mean? It's just like nowadays, the OGs stopped talking to us.
Right.
So everybody just started doing what they want to do, and niggas just start, you know what I mean? You know what? To be honest, my generation is kind of the reason for the fuck up. I got to put it out there. Because we ones who started beating up our OG. You know what I mean?
Beating up your OGs. Yeah, you were the first generation that didn't give a shit about the older generation.
Right. Okay. But it was just like, show me what you talking about then, OG. Like, oh, shit, you can't fight. Boom, 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 boom. Then they're like, well, shit, who run the neighborhood? Shit, we don't really want to run the neighborhood. We just like, we just had to show y'all we had to beat the nigga ass.
You think the internet kind of did that?
Yeah.
Because it's all of a sudden like, oh, like everybody's being judged by how much clout you have. And these old heads like, yeah, you shot somebody, but you don't got no clout right now. So shut up. We're going to beat you up on the corner.
Don't mean nothing though. Like, now that it don't really mean nothing about how much gangster you done out. Man, listen here. You can meet somebody who have only shot one person versus somebody who done killed 30 people. That person who shot one person don't give a fuck that you killed 30 niggas. You don't scare me, bruh. You know what I care about? Respect. If you can respect me, I can respect you. Respect can go a long way. Let me tell you something. Ever since I was young, if y'all can't see, I got loyalty tatted on my muscle. I got respect tatted on their muscle. That's all I live by. If you can respect somebody, you ain't got to be what I'm on. Long as you respect me, I'm telling you, bruh, it's going to take you a long way. It's going to take you a long way. And I just think that's what nowadays the kids don't got no more in the young generation. It's the respect level. It ain't really right about what you doing, nigga. Nobody give a fuck. It's a lot of dummies that's out there doing a lot of stupid shit that you doing. I used to be a dummy. I outgrew being a damn dummy. You know what I'm saying? You talking to a dummy. So when you talk that dummy shit, I'm like, oh, this nigga a dummy right here. I used to be a dummy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to just go back and just start back giving the wisdom to the young kid. Like, I always go back. Even though I throw it off, I'm crazy. You feel me? I give you the real, but at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, like, look, if you do it this way, this what could possibly happen. If you do it this way, this what could possibly happen. Now, if you looking at me, I'm going to tell you real talk, I do it this way all the time. You see what I'm saying? Like, you got to stay prayed up. Like, we don't be telling nobody about God no more. You feel me? Like, you got to teach these kids, bro. Start being prayed up. You feel me? God is real, bro. You feel me?
You think I'm sick in the head because I'm an atheist? I don't believe in God?
You're an atheist?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, they crazy.
I bet you think it's crazy.
For real?
Yeah, I feel
you're
like
atheist for real?
Yeah, almost everybody I feel like I know, my girl, most of my close friends, I feel like almost all of them are atheists.
For real?
Yeah.
Man.
We're coming from different worlds.
Why are you atheist though?
I just feel like I've never seen any evidence of God. I don't really have any reason to try to venture a guess. I feel like all the holy Bibles or all the holy books that people base their religious ideas on is really like, it's just a huge leap of faith that I don't think there's any kind of logic behind.
For real.
Yeah, I grew up going to church all the time and stuff. It just never made any sense.
Some stuff got to be like physical towards you. Like you got to see it.
You know, I'm willing to believe in like atoms and nucleuses and electrons and all this bullshit.
Where do you think it comes from? The energy.
We don't need it. Doesn't need to come from anywhere. Evolution, Big Bang.
What do you mean? It has to be taught. Where do you think it come from?
No, you don't need God for morality.
Ah,
you don't
crazy.
Need God to tell you to what's right and wrong.
Where? No, 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 no. It's called having faith.
You don't faith. It's
okay. Okay, faith is what? Go ahead.
Faith is foolish. It's faith is believing in something without
no
having
hope.
Any reason to believe it.
That's having.
But just because
no
you want to have hope doesn't mean hope that you need to actually that it actually is real.
I'm
more concerned with what's real than what would make me feel good.
That's the thing. You don't know what's real.
If I believe
what is real? It has to be proven to you.
Believing in God would be very comforting for me. It would be nice to know that I know what's going to happen to me after I die.
That's the point. You don't know.
I have no
clue. That's the point.
I'm not trying to know.
That's the thing. You want to know. Yeah, that's your problem. Life ain't about what you know. When you wake up tomorrow, you don't know what the fuck gonna happen tomorrow. You want to know. That's why y'all, that's stopping y'all faith and believing. Well, if ain't nobody gonna tell me, then I ain't gonna believe you. What? That's crazy.
All right, you ready for a logic bomb?
No.
I'm gonna fuck you up right here.
Give it to me.
You're an atheist too.
No.
Yes, because you don't believe in all of the gods. I don't believe in all of them. You just believe in one of them.
No.
You don't believe in Thor. You don't believe in Allah. You don't believe in all these other ones, right?
There's only one God. There's only one God, but there's many prophets.
That's not what the religion... Although these religions don't agree with each other.
It's not really about that. We have different people in this world. Everybody is different, okay? It's really not about how you get the message. It's all about did you get the message. You see what I'm saying? Are you black or white? Who are you?
Yeah, I'm white.
Okay, you're white. All right. So, obviously, you was raised different in your household.
My parents wanted me to believe in God real bad. It just didn't work.
I understand. I understand. They just had it. They just should have just took a little bit more care and just talked to you a little bit better. Yeah. So we was raised a little different as well. So you got to understand, you got Muslims, you got Christians, you got Buddhists, you got it's tons of religions. These is only just the religions that's in the book that they quote unquote tell us. You know what I mean? It's hundreds of different religions. You go to a whole nother country, it's some shit. They like, oh, we ain't even heard this. They like, yeah, because we made it up. 3-4 days ago, because it's only for us.
But you believe in a Christian God?
I believe there's one God. There's one God. There's many prophets. There's many prophets. It really doesn't matter how you get the message. It's really about did you get the message?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Faith is not something physical that can be dropped upon you. You're not going to be able to see it tomorrow. You're not going to be able to do nothing. What I'm doing right now, I didn't know I was supposed to do this.
The comedy thing? No. Your career?
I didn't know.
Let me know. Then where did that come from? It came from you. It didn't come from God.
Listen,
from your self-belief, DC.
Listen. A lot of niggas who think they self-destruct. If you think it's yourself, that's why it's called self-destruct. If I go off what I want to do, my nigga, I'm not going to be right here in front of you, my nigga. You feel me?
What would you be doing if you did what you wanted
nigga,
to do?
Nigga, I'd be out here murking niggas, doing a whole lot of
that's
other shit.
That's what you want
to
do?
That was something that I thought that I was supposed to do because I seen myself doing it because this is what I quoted on. I have to see myself doing this every day because there's nothing else.
No, you unlearned that belief.
That's not an unlearned. You grew up,
you unlearned it and you realized there was a better way to live your life. Doing comedy, making content is a much better way to live your life than murking people.
It's called having faith.
I don't think you needed faith to get
there. Oh, you definitely need faith.
I got here on your own faith.
You think you got here on your own?
I had help from my family. I had help from good friends. I had help from, you know, the culture that I was raised in that
gave
me certain ideas.
I'm gonna tell you like this. You probably have a great life and you're doing well and you're doing great.
That's okay.
You're doing good.
I'll survive.
But I promise you, your life will probably go a little bit better and it'll be a little bit more peaceful if you just find a relationship with God. Now, ain't nobody say you got to be a Christian. Ain't nobody say you got to be a Buddhist. Ain't nobody got to say you have to join a religion to find a relationship. Nobody says that.
So you don't go to church?
I go to church.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not, I don't disregard what a Muslim believe or what anybody else believe. If you believe in God, then it's like, kudos to you. You see what I'm saying? But as my job, it's not to tell you that you living wrong. I'm not one of those Christians.
Well, I mean, I have no interest in telling you that you're living wrong.
Right, especially.
Because I would assume that your religion doesn't affect your life in any negative way.
Right,
people who blow shit up because of their religions.
They go too crazy. People
because of their religions.
They go too crazy.
I disagree with. If it just helps you sleep at night, if it makes you feel good,
But this is what I'm saying. As a spiritual belief, it's my duty to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I would feel wrong knowing that I ain't tell you.
He's handing you a big jar of weed.
Appreciate it. Oh, my God. Hey, that is.
One zip.
See what I'm saying?
You smoke on camera?
Flyboy OG. Do I smoke on camera?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Oh, cool. Let's get high, bro. You want some
weed? Hold up. We're not done talking about God.
No, but we can get high and talk about God. It'll bring us closer, if anything.
Most definitely. Now, what I'm here to tell you is I'll be wrong if I didn't tell you before I left. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying to say that you're doing your... You wrong, but what I'm saying is, just attempt, try.
Try it, believing in God. I tried. I was just like 13 or 14, and then I kind of got over it.
You're a child, bro. You're a child.
Right.
You're a child.
But I feel like
I did all that. I was 21 when I actually understood. Mm. You see what I'm saying? I was still trying until I was 21.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And then when I finally said, you know what? I wanna be for real.
Right.
Show me the way. You feel me? And if you sit back and then you listening and you observing, you gonna see it, bro. Even though it might be conscious minded, man, stop listening to that shit, bro. Listen to me, bro. I'm gonna be a real one, bro. Right. And I'm gonna sit there and tell you. Find a relationship with God, bro. Everything gonna be all right. I'm telling you, Joe.
I'll think about it.
You did? It's but okay.
If I find a relationship with God, it's gonna be some weird ass God. I'm gonna be into like Hercules or Thor or some shit. I can't go with Jesus now.
To each his own.
I'm gonna become.
Jesus is a prophet.
No, those guys Jesus who handle snakes. You know, they handle snakes. The snakes are biting their hands and shit. You remember Mo Sizlak from the bar in The Simpsons?
Hey.
He was into that.
Hey, to each his own, no jumper. That's why you ain't got no jumper.
I know. God didn't give me a jump shot. Isn't that fucked up?
You'd have believed. You'd have had a jump.
But you ever think about Boom! That? If he gave me that, then maybe I wouldn't be here today. If you had been born a ridiculously gifted athlete, then you probably wouldn't be a good comedian.
I mean, I was a great athlete.
But not great enough to be in the NBA, right?
If I put my mind to it, I could.
Okay.
It just so happened that just life has its different lefts, right turns, and you have to just face it. You know what I'm saying? That was part of me finding me a relationship, wanting something so bad that I couldn't have.
The fascinating thing about
I wanted to be an NBA player so fucking bad. And it was like, no, motherfucker, do something else. And I'm like, I'm loud. Then all I dreamed about it, loud. I'm 16, what I'm about to do, loud. I ain't never not made no team, loud.
I might need to get out of this one.
I got to start selling crack cocaine, loud. Until I find me another hustle.
Yo, let me ask you this. How do you balance those two things? Because normally when I think about the people I know who are the biggest criminals, robbers, etc., they're not the funny ass people that are extremely expressive.
They really are, to be honest.
Okay, maybe if you got them alone.
They are the most hilarious people, like, but they're just not funny with y'all.
Right. With the cops.
But no, man, you know what it is? Like I said, man, you just got to find the good in everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even if they got the flaws and they got whatever you feel like it is, you just got to find the good in everybody, man. We at a time now, listen here. At the end of the day, you do what you do, I do what I do. But if we can find love, hey, man, I'm good. Just don't disrespect me. Because I'm going to tell you, my God gave me a lot of scrimp. I'm going to tie me a motherfucker up.
But when's the last time you beat somebody's ass?
Last time I got stabbed.
Oh, all the way back then?
Yeah.
How long ago was that now?
Shit. What year this is? 2019?
Yeah.
2013?
And before that, this is when you had no success in the world of entertainment and shit? You were still...
I mean, no. I still had success in the entertainment. So, I just wasn't known to the world. Like, I was known, like, in the city, in Georgia.
But you were on both... You were playing both sides at that point. This is when you were doing Vine. You were doing internet stuff. But then you also were running around with shanks and shit.
This was before Vine. Like, I just started Vine probably, like... 2013, probably like a month. You feel me? Then that shit had popped off and I just kept going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we just kept it moving and kept it flowing.
But you were the rare exception. Normally when you see people and they're funny on Instagram and shit, you're thinking that they're not in the streets. You were playing both sides for a period
Man,
of time.
Man, one thing about it, this the thing. It's not really playing both sides. You got to understand, I know real comedians that are, you know what I'm saying? Put them paws on you. That don't mean that they just a gangster. Don't. Just because you'll beat somebody up or you'll shoot somebody don't make you a gangster, bro.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? A gangster is handling your business. A real man. Somebody who is respected. Somebody who, when they say your name, bro, your shit is valid. When they speak upon you, nigga, they speak highly of you, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, when you leave, nigga, your presence should still be felt. Nigga, that is a gangster.
Right.
You taking care of your kid. You feel what I'm saying? That is a gangster. Like, not saying that niggas is being funny and out here doing they. Nah, bro. Niggas was having a real life. Like, that's who I was. I was just in the streets. It just so happened God redirected my life and told me that I need to do comedy.
I would say you redirected
and I kept
your life.
Going. God did.
Did you hit the wood or
nah,
you a strictly
I don't need
swisher?
That weed. That weed got you. That
Where's
weed
your
got
swisher?
You
I
want to
see what this looks like.
Let me get a swish.
I think it's great that we're both smoking
our own
weed.
Because I'm telling you, if you believe in God, you would have had some AC and you would have had a shed. Life would be a whole lot better.
That's how you know that we're both influencers is because we both are smoking our own weed that have our own logos on it.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Shout out. We are not weed growers. I don't have grow up in the other room of my house. Although, actually, that would be a pretty good use of the other room of my house.
It definitely is. Fuck you mean. One Zip Flyboy OG is definitely in the building. Yes.
Yeah, and you came through with an ounce, and then we got a little, what is it, 7 grams? Look at the little ass No Jumper weed container right here.
Yeah, you because you don't believe in God, bro. You gotta stop. Shit ain't working right.
I don't believe in God. I'm not getting big kush.
Shit ain't working right. I'm telling you, shit started changing. The moment you start believing and understanding and open your eyes, it's just going to start bless you abundantly because you ain't doing shit yourself. I'm telling you.
Hey, run us through. I know you've talked about it before, but talk about it. I want to know about this incident that was so traumatic that it made you want to leave behind the streets and be full on focused on the entertainment and all that.
What's traumatic incident?
The stabbing that made you leave the streets behind.
Oh, you know, it was life. You know, it was... This is the thing, man. You just got to understand what's going on. Like, this was a time, you know, because I sold me a little weed. You know, I was like a little quarter pounder. And, you know, I ain't no... Nigga be acting like I was fucking the block up. No, I fucked a couple streets up. I had my street, the street next over to me.
With the weed, too.
Yeah, I had the whole... You know what I mean? I just had the community. You feel me? Like, me and my little community. I was here. 4-5 streets over, I was fucking all them streets up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was fucking them. Hold up my little key, right there. Out of here. Ah, that was me. But it was like, man... I was out there in the street handling my business, but, you know, once I got stabbed up, they had them took my hands away. So I had like 20-some stitches, and I was fucked up. Me, both of my brother got stabbed up. My brother got stabbed in his heart. My other brother got stabbed in the head and arm. My brother died on the scene, came back to life. We was fighting the charges and shit. They were trying to blame us for everything. We got pressed, you know what I'm saying? It was just a whole lot. And around that time, I had done did the audition for Wildin' Out.
So you were already doing shit like that, like auditioning for Wildin' Out at this time?
I was still fighting that charge. Oh, like, you know, it was done. That was 2015, you feel me? But I was still doing the Vine shit, just fighting that charge while that happened. But, you know, we finally beat it and got it all the way down to some, like, probation time, because that shit was crazy. Like, the system will try to fuck you up if you ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't had no money, and they was trying to get me 10 years, 10 do one, all people stabbing me. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Yeah. I ain't work. Like, hold up. What? It's all about who telling first.
What charge were they trying to put on you based on the fact that you had been injured?
Like burglary, a whole bunch of shit. Like cruelty to children, third degree. Because, you know, if you fighting and children is around, they like, that's cruelty to children. Yeah. And it was like, battery to a certain degree, like 2-3 accounts on that shit. I had like 2-3 burglary accounts. It was like 11 charges, bro. It was crazy, like assault charges. Then it brought all the way down to a misdemeanor to drop all the other extra shit they were trying to give me and just gave me 4-year probation.
Okay.
3-year probation. And that was, you know, that was to keep me tight anyway, you know what I mean? To make sure everything went well. But, and I'm glad everything went well because me, my brothers, and everybody, you know what I mean? We were good. We were soldiers, you feel me? But I'm glad my brother definitely came back to life, you feel me? And my older brother was straight too. So, you know, shout out to Nico, shout out my boy. Take, make sure you go get that book, Scars of Wisdom. You dig?
Yeah, I was listening to you tell that story on DJ Vlad last night. And as soon as you said my brother died, and I'm like, and then you're like, he came back to life. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a much more traumatic story if it had gone the other way.
That shit was real. Yeah, they were going to try to charge us too. They were going to try to, because you know that how it is. Like, if you with somebody and y'all go somewhere.
I thought you smoked swishers.
I do smoke swishers, nigga. I smoke this shit, but you know what I'm saying? Some of them don't be sticking sometimes.
Hey, if you need it wetted, let us know. We're running through the sink and all that.
That's how y'all got to do it.
I mean, I got a pack of them the other day and they were a little dry.
They ain't about to dry shit. I just want to smoke.
Yeah.
I just want to smile. But yeah, everything good on that end. But we good. We thugging. We live. We out here working. Everybody around me, boss. You know what I mean? 5-6-figure niggas. That's what we doing, bro. We ain't playing. We ain't down here doing nothing. Everybody around me stay prayed up. You dig what I'm saying? Because that's how we move. That's how we rock. You dig what I'm saying?
No jumper.
Yeah, I'm going to pray for you, my nigga.
I might need it.
Nah, I'll definitely pray for you, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk, bro. I'm not no prayer, bro. I definitely pray for you, my nigga.
Hell yeah, thank you. I'm going to need it.
Everybody need prayer. I need prayer, too, just because everything going on. Nigga, pray for me, nigga.
You need
to pray for yourself first before you start praying for somebody else, though. But, you know, pray.
When I pray to Hercules and Thor and all that.
That why, bro. He sleep. My God don't sleep.
Hercules.
Dig what I'm saying?
That's what I pray to. Okay, but so who actually were you looking at? Because you're such an innovator in this space of like young Black creators on social media who really made a name for themselves on that. Was there anybody on social media that you were even looking at that you were like, I want to be like this fool? Because now kids get to look at you and be like, I want to be like him. They want to be like whoever.
It's a lot of people that always went crazy on that before me. Like the King Bash, the Dead Storm, you know what I'm saying? Like, these boys been putting in that type of work, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so they were before you, all right.
Yeah, those like them Vine, like they was on there having millions of followers already. Like, Emmanuel Hudson, he been on, like, they been doing that internet shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, once I got on tour, I'm just like, okay, what is this? You know what I'm saying? What is this internet? What is this? Because, you know, I'm coming from the streets, I ain't trying to be recording no videos all day. That's like some police shit. Cause you were always recording.
It's hard
like,
to get into that
what
mentality,
are you recording
right?
every day? Put your phone down. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, to me to get in that mentality, even to this day, when I see people record, I'm like, hey, bro, you put your phone down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I don't really be with this shit sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but that be people that be with me.
Anytime you're Snapchatting in the hood, there's a little bit of a feeling of like, man, I hope nobody feels some type of way about me filming whatever the fuck's going on here.
I mean, cause that product, you ain't from Ryan now. See, I'm always film my hood. You feel me? Attaville Bankhead, stand up. You feel me? Real talk.
Right.
Fab and roll, fab and play, act and roll, all the way down to
Were you
the
always
temp.
Known as the funny ass dude?
Yeah, everybody funny where I come from, bro. Yeah. It ain't hard to find somebody with a sense of humor, bro. Everybody in the hood. One thing about living in the hood, bro, everybody got some type of talent. You see what I'm saying? Like, they smart in here, they funny in here. It's just, ain't nobody coming over there to look for the talent because they, quote unquote, it's the rough area. Forget what, man. We out here working.
What is it about you, though, that you had a different level of motivation than most? Like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, you go to the hood.
I stay prayed up, man.
You meet 1,000 funny people, but you're the one, the exception to the rule, who actually had the motivation, and you were able to work within the system.
Well, my boy Fatty Pay put me on. You see what I'm saying? And when he put me on, I just kept going. My boy Money Bad Mafia, US 2500, Team Ignite, we've been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? But we stayed prayed up, and we just kept working, bro. You feel me? Because prayer works. No jumper.
Does it?
You know what I'm saying? It definitely worked, man. I'm telling you. You got to believe and you got to stay down, bro.
How would you feel if I were to just be like, all right, fuck it. I'm down. Jesus. Let's do it.
That ain't how it go.
It wouldn't really work like that,
that
right?
That ain't how it go.
I found out this guy I know is a Muslim the other day, this white guy.
Right.
And I felt some type of way about it. I'm like, that's
you said,
interesting.
You said what?
I found out that this white guy I know is Muslim the other day. And I felt like it was kind of funny just because I was trying to picture what my friends would say if I said that I was Muslim. I feel like it would be pretty obvious
why
to them.
Why would you
like,
listen to your friend?
Yeah, but I just feel like nobody would believe it.
If you could find all a the Muslim if you, guys if you I could know. Find a relationship with God, that's the route you took. You see what I'm saying? You got to pray for a better relationship. See, it don't work like, man, let me tell you something, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna come in a text message. It ain't gonna come in a Christmas gift.
Right.
It ain't gonna, you have to understand.
Right.
You have to understand and try to figure out what is what and what is it coming from. But, and once you understand, because your spiritual belief is gonna let you know, bro. You have a natural born talent, right? You have a natural born talent.
Yeah.
Okay, but your spiritual belief, and if you believe in, it's going to lead you to your natural born talent.
Do you think when the guy ran in with the gun and put it in my face here on live stream, you think that was God trying to tell me to get my life together? I actually feel like I got my life together without God over the past couple of years.
I mean, hey, you think you got it together?
DC, I used to be running around putting cocaine up my nose, fucking every random girl I met. I'm graduated past that. I'm feeling good.
I'm going to tell you what it is. You got people that's around you who believe in God. That's why.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, they're all a bunch of heathens. Oh, Lou is saying he believes in God. So there you go. Lou never really talked to me about God, though, so.
You have to, Lou. You got to start talking to that nigga, man.
He look like J. Cole, right?
You got to start talking. He need it. One thing about that, we just need to just let him know, bro. He out here. He ain't doing it by himself.
It's kind of weird being an atheist in hip-hop because you know that this is a Black art form and there's so many people that God is really important to them, and you always kind of wonder. You're actually one of the first people I really had this conversation with, actually, besides J. Cole, because me and J. Cole had a conversation when I met him about religion.
J. Cole, a real believer.
Yes,
you
he was. I feel
see,
like he was
a true believer.
Weirded
ain't
out.
Gonna just allow nobody to just walk past them to talk that, you know, I ain't gonna talk that talk, you know what I'm saying, like they atheist shit, and they be like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you just, okay. You be, sit down, Mr. Atheist, and have a talk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because we can't allow that. Our spirits won't let us do it.
No, I like it.
You know what I'm saying? It's just something that you might need that'll just take with you. Well, it might not change you tomorrow. It might not change you today. Might not be net money. It's going to be some shit. It's going to be just, you going to sit, it's going to feel like deja vu, my nigga. You just going to be like, it's just going to hit you. You going to be like,
right.
Oh.
Hey, let me ask you this.
What the fuck? Because life ain't going to do that, my nigga. I'm telling you. You going to hit you, bro. You going to be like, hold on. Wait a minute. What was that? And your cousins ain't going to be able to tell you. Oh, that's your cousin don't fucking know, nigga.
When you sin, are you planning on going into church? Like, are you sinning knowing that you're going to go into church and ask for forgiveness for the sins that you're doing this week?
It's not sinning.
That's what you do in church, right? You confess your sins?
You talking about sinning. That's not sinning. That's going to confess your sins. That's not sinning.
Oh, you don't do all that?
What
you don't
mean?
Confess? You don't go to the booth?
You don't have to go to church just to confess. You can confess in your prayer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can ask for forgiveness. You know what I'm saying?
What am I asking for forgiveness for exactly?
Because you know, deep down inside, you know deep down inside if you're a good person or not.
Yeah, I feel like a good person for
sure. You know
sure.
what I'm saying?
I think
you
a
know,
lot of people
you
get the
know,
wrong idea.
You know when you're doing wrong and when you ain't motherfucker. Because you know you're like, damn, I ain't even got to do all that. Because you know. That was too much. Sometimes we have to be, you know what I'm saying, pray to become better. If everything has been told us like, yes, that's right. When normally that ain't right, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Like, to be honest, like, even all the gangster shit that we probably do, we were living it every day, so we thought it was right. But deep down inside, bro, like, let's figure this out before we take that route, before we smash homeboy head in. Can we talk it out? Because we was not taught to talk it out first. Because if you talk it out, you're a bitch ass nigga. You scared. What you preventing? You scared he going to do something to you? Nah, nigga, I'm scared and I'm going to have to do something to shout it. So let me, first of all, it might not even been that big enough, because the nigga who spreaded the rumor probably don't even know what the fuck going on. He just talk like old bitch ass nigga. He talk. Let me go talk to Shawty face to face, sit down and be like, hey, man, how can we handle this problem? Let's come up with solutions instead of adding more problems. We need to find solutions. That's like with the Jay-Z and Colin Kaepernick shit, right? I want to break that down to people.
Hot topic right now is just how Dame Dash in here right before you. He had some fucking harsh words for Jay. He said, everybody know Jay ain't shit. Ooh, I was like, wow, that's a spicy take right there.
Who in here mad at Jay-Z?
Well, Dame Dash is one person for sure.
Okay, but who in here mad at Jay-Z? Anybody black? That it matter to?
No.
You don't really care? Don't give a fuck?
Okay. He
didn't
do nothing to me. He gave me a lot of good music throughout my life.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't be nearly as into rap if it wasn't for Jay-Z.
This is my whole problem. Now, we're going to end on that other discussion. Stay okay. Prayed up, no jumper. Okay.
Jesus.
You shouldn't be mad at Jay-Z for no apparent reason. Okay? That's what's wrong with us. They nitpick and make us tune into some shit that don't even matter. We always tend to try to uproar the problem or what we think is a problem instead of paying attention to the key, you know what I'm saying, the key problem or try to find a solution. Man, Jay said it himself. He said it without saying it the nigga way. He was like, first thing that came up when they asked him when the shit popped off, so how did you feel about the Kaepernick? He was like, you can see when he turned around, he was like, he wanted to call the nigga a bitch. Didn't we, what are we talking about here?
You thought he wanted look, to talk about
the nigga bitch? He had to talk. He was like, what are we talking about? Okay, are we going to keep talking about Cap? Cap brung awareness to the situation, okay? He brought awareness to the situation. He made a big uproar about the situation. We needed somebody that make that sacrifice. Now what?
Because you can't just stay on the outside of the system and hope to change
you
anything, right?
Stay on the outside yelling.
You could
yelling,
do more on yelling. TV or
you
with a big platform.
Can't stay on the outside yelling. Can't be on the outside yelling. So somebody got to go in to change it, niggas. You dig? Then when we get into a position that they ain't trying to have us in the first place, y'all niggas making all this uproar, causing this attention. I'm trying to handle some business. And y'all niggas is doing too much. And y'all supposed to be on my side. First of all, Cap, he done got signed without signing. If the nigga want to play football, go overseas, goddammit. The nigga got 40 million. He done made enough uproar. We done made enough, you know what I'm saying? We done
Because the main problem is the police brutality. You feel me? We need to have equality around the board. It was never about the flag or none of that. People just don't never want to understand the real problem. They always want to take their own meaning and do it the other way. The man kneeled for police brutality. That was it. We need equality. We over here standing for the flag and we're not talking about what's going on outside of America. We're talking about what's going on inside of America. The motherfucker that's supposed to be protecting us is killing us. Okay, that's all we saying. Y'all talking about the vets and shit. We ain't talking about that, bro. We salute all patriots. You feel me? We ain't tripping on that. We talking about police brutality. But y'all want to take it as well and try to divide the country. Okay, say no more. Now, he made all that uproar. We did all that. We still need a solution, people. We still need a solution, people. Bet.
What we need is people who are of the culture like Jay-Z working within the corporate system making things work the right way.
But this is the thing. We need a solution. Now we got somebody in power, in position to handle business. But then y'all ain't gonna be like, so what you gonna do about Cap if you're a real nigga? I'm gonna say this again. It wasn't even about Cap. That's what niggas fail to realize. Y'all, now y'all making it about Cap. It wasn't even about Cap. It was about police brutality. Stop making it about Cap. Cap handled his business. He handled it already. He did what he was supposed to do. Now we need somebody else to go in and finish it.
Right, but people see it as an injustice.
It as a Cap situation instead of a police brutality and everybody handling their business and playing their part. They making it seem like, all right, the job ain't done until he hired on the team. Bruh, listen. Nobody is trying to hire Big Dog. We all want Big Dog on the team. The nigga can go play for the Falcons. If I can go down there and ask them for, please go get Colin Kaepernick. Okay? Colin Kaepernick handling his business for the community, bro. He made all that noise, bro. Somebody had to stand up. He did his part. Somebody got to go in after him and help. Y'all trying to make it beefs, and it's not a beef. You don't even know if Colin was the nigga that told him, but go do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, we tend to just look at other shit, and because, you know, everybody got something to say, ain't got nothing going on in the world. Ain't got no business and don't understand how business is orchestrated. I hope you don't cut none of this shit. Oh, I want these folks to see all this shit. Right. Everybody ain't got no business. Find you an LLC and handle some business, bro, because we are trying to get the country. We trying to get it back. We trying to not even get it back because we never had it. We just trying to make sure we straight. Okay? But at the end of the day, you know ain't nobody looking out for us, bro. So y'all calm that shit down, bro. That's why I call self-destruction. Because y'all, we always tend to self-destruct our own people. You know what I'm saying? We killing the plan before the plan even got down happened. Come on, man. Let these folk figure it out. Let's help instead of being part of the problem. Let me tell you something. You either going to be part of the progress or you're going to be part of the problem. You pick and choose.
Deep. I like it. Okay. That moment that you had where you were trying out for Wildin' Out and this whole thing happened, and then you get on Wildin' Out right after that, and how does that change your life and your mentality?
You know what? I didn't really know until like a couple weeks later because they was already flying people in. They already be having their schedules already packed. And me and Emmanuel was on the Hustle was on the same management team at one point, and he was already flown out there, and they flew me out there probably like a couple days later, probably like 2-3 days before they start shooting. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So once they did that, I was like, oh shit, we on Wild Now. And then, you know, I appreciate Nick MTV for, you know what I'm saying, for all that. So we just kept going from there.
How are you still riding out? It seems like most people only last a few seasons and you've been this veteran. You're still using it.
You know what? We changed the culture of the game instead of it actually being a show to just put people on, because which it really is. We made it seem like it's a sitcom. Now they, you know what I'm saying, they tend to go on there and look for the Justinas and the Hitman Hollers, the Carlos Miller, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. They go on there and look for certain people, Charlie Clip. So it's like, we turn it into a sitcom instead of it being like an actual put-on show, like people who need a platform to get on. Mm. We like, yeah, we needed that, appreciate it, but like, shit, ain't nobody else hiding that shit. We need to turn this motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the chemistry. It's like everybody on that show, man, we built that chemistry together.
Why'd you do that to Azalea Banks?
Man, Azalea, that's the homie. You know, it
wasn't that's the nothing. Homie. You feel like you have a good relationship with her now?
Yeah, I had a great relationship with her back then.
Okay, bro. That's why you felt so comfortable fucking around with her.
I mean, that was play. That was fun. You know, that's the homie. She said something to me. I was like, okay, chill. She said something again. I was like, okay. She said something again. I was like, okay, breakfast. And we went on from there.
You think it took it too far though that you offended her?
No, I didn't offend her. I just said something about her braces.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
But she took it as colorist, right?
I don't know. I don't think she said that. She's crazy.
I thought she did, yeah.
Nah, she didn't say that.
I thought that was like the literal actual quote. Somebody called her ugly, and then she said that was colorist. Because somebody compared it to Cardi B, right?
I probably always say, like, look ugly, girl. You know, like, look ugly. You know, that's my little saying. Like, look ugly, boy. Like, you look ugly, boy. You feel me? So that's just how I talk. But I don't think she took it like that. Nah, she was a great sport.
All right, this is a good time for me to talk to somebody like you about this. All right, so there was an incident where a comedian came out and made some jokes. The joke basically was she said something about XXXTentacion, RIP, good friend of the show, good friend of mine. I'm actually wearing this baby picture on my shirt right now.
Right.
But this comedian made a joke, something about how, you know, him getting killed for $50,000 cash was basically a really good Venmo commercial.
I don't talk about that shit. I don't speak on that because I don't play like that.
Okay, but this is the thing that I'm interested in. It seemed like the whole comedy community was really having her back because they feel like the code.
I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I don't know about the comedy community. DC Young Fly do what DC Young Fly does, and I tell jokes and make people laugh around the world, and I respect people. I don't know nothing about that.
But basic question is, do you think that as a comedian, you have the right to joke around about whatever you want?
I don't joke. We could go to a next question, and we could ask that question on a whole nother level, on another topic. I don't speak on that. Like
okay.
That.
Well, I actually appreciate that because I do feel like that's kind of a, you know, I have a hard time understanding how somebody can just laugh so soon or in general about somebody who lost their life, you know?
Yeah, I don't speak on that. What's up, no jumping? We in a bit. What's going on, guy?
I appreciate that. Okay. But so, you know, because we had on here the other day, we had Timothy De La Ghetto.
That's my guy. Tim, what's poppin'? That is your guy.
You don't want to roast him real quick or anything?
That's my guy. You know, that ain't how roast go. Just be like, oh, you should go roast it. That shit got to be authentic, no jumping.
I feel like I would just like to know what your roast towards him just off top would be like.
That's my guy, man. Tim, we've been doing Rush Hour shit since Rush Hour. You
that's
know what
the
I'm
dynamic?
Saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, we really did some shit. We did a parody on YouTube called I forgot what it called, but it's on Tim Page. That shit went crazy.
Yeah.
You go check that shit out, No Jumper.
That works.
That's your nickname, No Jumper.
I mean, that's the name of the YouTube channel that I started. Oh. People call me Adam22 for the record.
Oh, Adam22, okay.
Yeah.
I think they should just start calling you No Jumper. That
just call me No Jumper.
Shit fire. Man, I'm telling you, No Jumper, this shit lit.
I like that. It works for me. That's like, you know what that'd be like? It'd be like people running up and you being like, oh, wilding out.
They
I'm
do.
Sure you had people
all
do
the time.
That, right?
All the time. Oh, yo, wildin' out.
That's
I'm
annoying
like,
as fuck,
that's
right?
That's it. What's up? We here. Fuck you, man. Ah, yeah, I do it all the time. No job.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying when people do that, huh?
I mean, you know, it's a blessing, bro. You feel me? Like, it come with the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to roll with the punches. Like, you just know when you famous, ain't no more personal life.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that shit over with.
Is that ever tough for you to take the amount of attention that you get when you're just out and about?
No, because, you know, I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, people know my name. You know, I was voted most popular in eighth grade from a neighborhood I wasn't even from. Shout out to Zone 3, you dick.
Oh, really?
Most hell. Man, I'm a cool young
so
nigga, man.
So you were
man.
Built for this, huh?
I just be chilling. I like to chill. Yeah. I like to be around women. I like to be in a good environment now. And I'm still that same funny ass nigga. And you be like, boy, I beat everybody ass. And I'm like, hold up. You ain't gonna beat everybody ass now. You might beat everybody over their ass. But you need to be direct.
Right.
When you just because I'm funny, don't mean I ain't throw the fuck out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but no, I'm still the same nigga, man. I'll just be chilling, bro.
But when you're in your position, it's more like you got to worry about weird-ass stalker-type people who are fucking tracking you down, right?
I mean, you know, that come with the game. That ain't even just about being famous. That's if you got a crazy-ass baby mama, she going to stalk your ass down. Mm. It ain't even about being famous, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to handle your business and be a real nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's all. A lot of West Side, a lot of people be talking that shit about Atlanta. Man, hey, man, Atlanta got a real lot of player. You dig what I'm saying? Atlanta got a real lot of player from the West Side. You did.
Right.
You just got to find your way, baby, but we there. You did.
You heard this new Young Thug album?
You know what? I ain't even seen the cap. Like, why? You know what? Nope. But if you did, go get it. Matter of fact, I'm going to be a real nigga.
Download it right now?
Yeah, I'm going to download it right now. Because that's my guy.
Two more sales?
Yeah, that's my guy. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy from back then. You know, I went to school with him, too.
Did you middle really? School.
Yeah. You know, what was that like? A lot of producers. He a real one.
You knew he was a real one back then, too.
Man, Thug punched the teacher in eighth grade. How you got kicked out?
Punched the teacher?
He punched the teacher in the mouth. Bow!
About what?
Man, you know what? I'll never forget. We was on Team A at Luther Jesse Price Middle School. That's why I'm trying to tell you, Thug grew up in a real rough-ass neighborhood called Jonesboro South, man. I'm telling you, man. Uh-huh. It's like a barn home on the South Side. This shit is for real. You dig what I'm saying? And I forgot, something happened with the teacher. Said something to Thug, man. And you know, Thug got down. You know, because Thug, I'm going to be 100. Thug come from the slums. Uh-huh. I'm talking about like the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, so to see him handle his business and got mansions and shit, nigga, I salute.
Right.
You feel me? Because I know where the fuck you come from. You know what I'm saying? We all come from the dirt. But it's like, I know from you, your sister out going to school and shit, like, bro, you handling your business as a man. You feel what I'm saying? So, but yeah, in eighth grade, I forgot. The teacher said something to Thug, I think, grabbed him. Like, you know, as a child, you scared. So you like, boy, so he popped his ass. Walk. And that nigga was like, and that nigga walked out the room, bro.
The teacher
walked out the room. That was the last time we seen that nigga. And Thug got there, got kicked out.
He didn't come back to work?
He ain't come back to work. Thug got kicked out in middle school for punching the teacher in the face. Straight up.
Wow, that's some G shit right there.
Straight up. Everybody laughed about that shit about a week ago. For like a week straight. Thug crazy. Nah, we ain't call it Thug then. We was just like, Jeff crazy. He punched the teacher. We ain't got no teacher. Ah!
Was that trippy for you to see somebody like him become this massive rap god when you knew him when he was just a regular-ass kid?
I mean, no, man. Because to see niggas handle their business, bro, like, we salute that shit. Because, you know, Atlanta, we got a lot of talent. That shit just in Atlanta. Like, Rich Homie Quan. I went to school with Rich Homie Quan. He went to Price, too. You feel me? Now, that nigga, that's family. You know what I'm saying? Like, his nephew is my God's son. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's family. Jose Guapo, we all went to school together. Sean, you know what Guapo. I'm saying? So, it was like, to see us come from that same genre and to be like, okay, it was something there. If all of us spark, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something going on. Like, we just stay praying up and just stay working, bro. So, you know, I salute all my partners, you did.
You ever have a conversation with Thug about that? Like, it's crazy. We both came from the same exact fucking element.
We always talk. You know what I'm saying? Every time we link up, it's just so tender. If we end up talking, me and Thug fuck around and have like 30-minute conversations and shit. If we just be talking, I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? We be so busy and shit, but if we talk, we end up talking. Like, that's the homie. You know what I'm saying?
Real okay. talk. No, it's very interesting. You know who I hit up for some questions for you? And they came through with some interesting shit is Yachty.
Yachty, that's my guy, man.
Yeah.
Salute the little Yachty. Man, listen, man. I want to salute my young gunner, man, because he helped me so much on how to, bro.
Really?
You feel
how
me?
How so?
Because his acting was superb, really? Bro. He handled his business. I didn't have to do too much of a comedy to, like, be the comedy person.
That's interesting, though, because you've got more experience acting and all that right? shit. You're but supposed that's to be the funny
for,
one.
For him not to have as much experience, he came ready to play.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it was just like, man, appreciate it. My nigga, so whatever I do, it's just going to be icing on the cake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, we both carried that movie, bro, and we had a lot of motherfucking business, bro, and we had the highest ratings on MTV on a Saturday in 6 years. So they got to top that now, nigga. Fuck you mean, nigga. Yo, we got the top spot on a Saturday on MTV, nigga. When they say who got the highest ratings on a Saturday on MTV ever. Right now, it's me and Lil Yachty. How high too, nigga? Right now, nigga. Stamp.
You know, when I had Redman in here, he didn't seem too happy about the fact that he was left out of that.
Man, you know, I don't think nobody was. You know, I'm a young OG. I love my OGs. You nigga, you think I ain't want to be in How High too with Redman and Method Man? Nigga?
Right.
Shit, nigga, I couldn't wait to act an ass. But once they cut the check and they were like, they ain't going to be here, I got to keep rolling. It ain't my job to be sitting out there yelling at the... At the outside.
Right.
What's up? I
got
to go in here and continue to carry the legacy. You see what I'm saying?
Don't worry about it.
We going to make... Of getting high. Don't worry about it. We going to still keep that legacy going. And get what? Not only was How High One a motherfucking classic.
Mm-hmm.
But How High 2 got the highest ratings on MTV on a Saturday.
Were you disappointed that it didn't end up being an official theatrical release in movie theaters and all that?
Nah, you don't take the game personal like that. It ain't even really about all that right now, because majority of everything going digital anyway. It's going digital screaming. You got to humble yourself, man. Every opportunity is a blessing. You got to put the opportunity in the chokehold and squeeze everything you can out of it. If it was on TV, it was on TV. But guess what? It was the highest ratings on MTV Saturday in 6 years.
And you got paid.
And I got paid. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So it's like the accolades, bro, the resume. Yeah, you probably be in the theater, but guess what? I got something. I can say that. I can say, well, have you got the highest ratings? Highest ratings on MTV on a Saturday in 6 years. That mean they been trying to find somebody to beat that shit. And me and Lil Yachty beat that shit.
One of Yachty's questions was, he said, ask him about acting high. And I'm not sure if he means
acting. Hey, man, let me tell you something.
Acting like you're high or while you're high?
No. I was smoking real weed during the movie. My nigga Lil Yachty hit that bit, bro. And he be like, hold up, one more time. We'll be in there like 10 minutes, bro, just going over like a couple lives, bro.
But he was smoking fake weed?
Nah, he was smoking weed too, but you know, they got the synthetic, you know what I'm saying?
I thought Yachty didn't smoke weed at all.
Man, you know, I don't know, you know. Oh, shit, I hope I ain't telling him about
might have
hit
a little
shit.
Bit.
I don't know, man. Don't ask me
no. But what he was asking was about, was he asking about you were acting while high, but then you also have to act like you're high.
No, that's the thing. I'm high for real, and now you got to act like you high. So it's like, why y'all just won't shoot? You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's not that. You have to act a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that was hard, of being high for real and having to act like you high. Because you got to think about it. You're doing takes. So you got to have weed rolled up, on deck.
That's a dream come true for a young boy from the hood.
Hey, man. Young boy? Yeah, I'm a young gunner, nigga. Fuck
you. But you probably just like the idea of getting paid to just be in there smoking and acting higher than you actually are on camera. Right? That's a beautiful thing.
And plus, it's just being another movie, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, just to build your resume, have these different accolades, man. You know what I mean? Just a blessing. No jumper. I'm telling
you. Yeah. So Yachty wrote, LMAO, ask him what it was like on set and filming high and working with me. Also ask him about music. Bruh, who sets up these interviews?
Right. Ah, that nigga stupid. Hey, he really do fuck with my music. And he told me he had a whole lot of shit popping off, you know what I'm saying, with his music and shit he got going on. My boy's a magnificent writer. He going crazy. So we got some shit in the works that we've been trying to goddamn, you know what I mean, put together, man. Shout out to Quality Control, man. They've been doing their thing, man. They real moguls out there in the A right now.
Yeah. How do you divide your focus when you got like TV projects, movies, fucking, you're working on your music, which probably doesn't always agree schedule-wise with all
right.
That shit?
We top 10 right now, man. Salute my boy Johnny, man. You know what I mean? Boy Johnny Gold, man. Boy Little, man. We do a lot of real big things. Man, you know what I'm saying? What kind, man? What real, man? We got a lot of shit going on, man. A lot of shit going on. But you know, like the last album, Trap Soul, went top 10. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like trying to capitalize on what I can do and you know what I'm saying, the potential that, you know what I'm saying, I can reach. You know what I mean? So it's like I building my team around when I can't be over there in that, you know what I'm saying, field. When I'm over here doing the acting, somebody got to be over there to water the grass on the music. So when it's time for me to go handle my business on the music, I got to make sure that I got a TV show that's on TV right now doing a comedy. So I won't have to be doing stand-up at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I can juggle my schedule how I got right now. But right now, man, I'm on 3 different tours. 85 South Show. Sorry, no jumping. Coldest podcast out. Go see it. Wildin' Out. Hip Hop Squares out right now. How 2 out on everywhere. Amazon. I got the Hookup 2 out right now. Shout out to Master P and Fatboy SSC is on Amazon. And
we just had Fatboy here the other day.
That's too. My guy. We doing big things.
You got along real good with Fatboy.
Yeah, that's my nigga, man.
He's smoking real weed.
Man, let me tell you something. I don't have no disagreement with nobody, y'all. Nobody, y'all. First of all, because I'm really from that dirty, y'all. I don't know how to not act like I ain't got no problem with you, y'all. Uh-huh. You feel me? I'm the wrong one to have a problem with because I exaggerate a little bit. You feel me? Like, if I whoop your ass, you know I'm the wrong nigga to actually get a W. Like, I got the W for the rest of my life. Who are you talking to?
Why you have a W the rest of your life?
Nigga, I whooped your ass, my nigga. Like, shut up. Like, I can joke about it. Like, yeah, boy, you feel me? Like, I'm... leave me alone. Just leave it alone. Because I tend to keep digging when they be like, all right, Fly, he had enough. I'm like, no! I don't think the nigga had enough. You feel me? I keep digging. Like, that's just who I am. So it's like, once I get into that mind frame, like, just leave me the fuck alone, man. You know, but now, bro, in the industry, in the only way to work in the industry, bro, is not to have a bad relationship, you know what I'm saying, with people, bro. You feel me? Even if we don't see eye to eye or what's going on, I don't want to have a bad relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? Even though you believe how you believe. I ain't finna walk out of here and be like, bro, I don't fuck with no jumper, bro. Hey, fuck. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
I mean, a disagreement's the best thing that could possibly happen for a podcast. Like, any kind of argument is the best shit.
Right.
If you dig what I'm saying? If you think anything else we're going to disagree about, let's get into it.
You don't want to just agree all the time. But nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, dealing with the industry, you don't want to have a problem with motherfuckers. So that's how I work. I just continue to work, stay prayed up, and just maneuver. You feel me? Like, I work with everybody, man. I ain't got time for that fuck-ass, pussy-ass shit.
Respect.
Because that's how it be, bro. Fuck-ass, pussy-ass shit, bro. I don't like all that whine, boo-boo, all that complaining, tattletale and shit. Like, oh, that shit. Like, that get up out of my skin. Like, I'm so cool to be around and chilling, but when I feel like somebody tattletaling, ooh, we got old pussy-ass nigga right, boy. I get a little antsy.
Right. Do you think you're too real for the industry? Ever is ever a struggle to deal with so many fake ass people in Hollywood when you're coming from such a humble sort of background?
You just have to, you know what I'm saying, play it for hide it for what it is. It's not really just about fakes. You just gotta understand it's the game. This shit ain't personal, bro. That's why I look fake. Because they tell you what they want to tell you because they need you at the moment. You feel what I'm saying? And when they don't need you no more, it's over with.
You know what their intentions are.
So it is what it is. And then you like, man, I thought it was just gonna be forever.
I thought you loved me.
No, bro, it's not like that. You have to take the opportunity and handle your business and just keep going. You feel what I'm saying? Everything don't last forever. So that's why I look like it's fake and all that. But it's really just the game, bro. You got to, once you in it, hey, it's like, you ever play Baccarat?
What?
Not Baccarat. What it is? Roulette? Roulette at the
Yeah, I played roulette.
Yeah, once that motherfucker get to spinning and they spin that ball, shit. And once they do that little hands movement like that and you can't bet no more, but you in. You in the game.
That's when you start sweating.
Yeah, ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying?
That double zero.
Come on, but that's why you got to bet on double zero too. You got to bet on the odds.
Throw a little on there.
Always.
Yeah.
You end up getting your money back.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You so a big gambler?
I gamble.
You love it?
I fuck around.
What do? You play roulette or you?
I play roulette craps and shit. And I don't really like that card shit. I feel like they cheat me, bro. Real
I played
talk.
Online poker professionally for a few
I
years
back in
the day.
I still can't play poker. How the fuck do you play poker?
It's so easy.
How?
I know. I was trying to teach my girlfriend. She had no. She
I don't
really,
understand this shit.
Really tough to
like,
explain
how do you,
that shit.
Like, I don't see hands with. I'm like, okay, I seen him win on that last one. And then somebody else just come get a royal flush. I'm like, how the fuck he royal flush? Like, what the fuck?
You don't see a lot of royal flushes.
Right. So it's like, I still, to this day, I watch poker like all my life and still don't understand.
Really?
Right.
That's too bad.
I play chess. You play chess?
Nah.
You don't play chess?
Chess to me is too intimidating because all the information's out there on the table. When you're playing poker, you're being secretive. The whole goal is that you have something and you don't
that's
want
sneaky.
People to be able
that's
to guess what you
can't,
got.
That's why I can't play poker. I'm not real good at hiding a great hand. You know, like, it's on my face.
Chess is just straight up who's the
I
smartest.
I can't hide,
man.
Like, boy, if you put that on, I can't hide this good hand. But when I play chess, it's more so of a defense mechanism.
Who you play chess against?
I mean, you just play chess online and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
you play online.
I like playing chess because it's more so, it's really teach you about how life is. You got to be patient.
They got robots that are better at poker than human beings now, even the best
of
pros.
Of course. I mean, they probably taught to be the best.
That's scary. You go to play online poker now, you might be playing against a bunch of robots.
But that's what you're playing against. You're playing against a computer. You've been playing against a robot since before time. Even when you was playing solitaire in 1998, nigga, that was a robot. Nigga never know what. Not solitaire. What's the other shit?
Freestyle.
We never knew what that was. We was just clicking shit. Just clicking shit. Like, I lost again. Clicking
shit.
I
won
again.
Minesweeper. You a Minesweeper guy?
Which one was Minesweeper?
Minesweeper is where you got all the little bombs and you're just clicking around.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, every time I played the little, what is it called? Minesweeper?
Yeah, I'm kind of a G at that. I'm not going to lie.
What is it? Like, how do you, I was just clicking.
It's like you click and there's numbers and those numbers tell you how many bombs are surrounding that square. And so then your goal is to clear the entire field using the information that those numbers.
But all he's just saying is 9. You just can't click on the rock that has a bomb.
You definitely can't click on that. That's when you die.
Right.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Like, I just used to be clicking. Like, I was adding the numbers up. I was like, 9, 9, 8. 10, 10. Like, okay.
I didn't figure it out till I was like 19. And then I got so obsessed with it for a couple months that it really almost made me drop out of college, basically, because I was so obsessed with it. I got a real problem when it comes to video games.
But you know what? I got an app that's about to drop. It's a racing app. But in the meantime, go smoke this. Flyboy OG, man. One zip.
So you're endorsing a lot of different products. You got video games, weed, what else?
Man, condoms. You know what? No, I don't have condoms.
Bitches walking the strip.
No, I don't do that. I do not have women sell coochie. hell no. But I definitely have beautiful women that love me around the world, that love what I do. I'm definitely, this is my new brand out right now. My Fuck You Mean One Zip, if you guys want to zoom in on that. Flyboy OG, it's a hybrid. That's a hybrid.
Mine's a hybrid right now, too.
Man, look a man, but all right, it's a hybrid. You guys will be smoking the hybrid. A Flyboy OG. This is another, what is it with? Packwoods.
Oh, that's who you're dealing with?
Yeah, I'm with Packwoods.
Okay.
So we locked and loaded, man. We got a lot of shit going on. And
how much you selling those for?
Shit, I guess I ain't selling a damn thing. Whatever the store selling these motherfuckers for. I don't sell weed. I just put my face on it.
Well, see, that's the weird thing. Now that I got my own weed strain, I'm supposed to be telling people to go to the store, but my instinct is like, nah, I want to like keep a pound in the trunk. If you want to buy weed,
don't
I'm just going to do
it. Keep
a
pound in the trunk because niggas who is listening going to be like, hey, man, you know that nigga no jumper. Keep a pound in the trunk.
Whatever. If I get
he robbed. Keep an ounce in the trunk, y'all. Leave that nigga alone.
If I get robbed for $2,000, I can accept that.
For two what?
$2,000 or whatever, a pound's worth. That's like, you know, I could deal with that.
Right.
But if you a bitch if you robbed somebody
for
somebody a pound.
Did come in here and put a gun in your face. Why'd they do that?
I don't know. They were sad, I guess.
Damn. They just went in just for like, no jumper. What the fuck they thought you had?
If you robbed somebody for a pound, you probably need it more than I do.
Real talk. Because a pound would save a lot of people's lives back in the day.
That's true,
man,
right?
A pound was like, you was the man.
Yeah.
If you could say pound in your vocabulary, like, bro, what you dealing with, man? You know I'm dealing with a pound.
Gotta pee.
That shit hit so heavy to a nigga who ain't got a pound, you be like, a pound? That boy got a pound. Damn. Boy get a lot of money, boy working with a pound. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got nickel bags. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't working out a pound. So it was like, damn. But, you know, shout out to all my nickel bag hustlers. Keep on getting money. I swear I'm going to use that crazy motherfucker. Hey.
Is that original or I don't know what
Yeah, I just made that up on the spot, man. It's all good, man. Stay down, man. I'm telling you, man. Them niggas go to dimes go to 20s, and 20 go to houses.
You're a legendary freestyle artist right there.
Hey, man, one thing about it, man, I just like to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Influence my people and make sure they out here handling their business, make sure I inspire them. You know what I'm saying? That's all. To be a better person, man, because that's all. Look, you can smoke one zip a day, Flatboy OG. Smoke your problems away.
Hey, let me ask you something.
When you do
one of your shows, what percentage of the audience is white?
Man, you'll be surprised, man. I go to some of my shows and sometimes, shit, y'all take over.
Take over. You gotta have a rule against that.
No, y'all just wanna hear some real nigga shit. That's all.
Does it depend on the market?
That's it. No, like I go to Rochester, like Rochester, New York, it was a lot. But majority of my shows be 98% nigga. Okay, don't get it wrong, but it ain't always about the skin tone,
right?
You know what I'm saying? We got some Mexican niggas, you know, we got some people like you, but you know, they grew up around niggas.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how you classify me?
Yeah, I don't know why. What you grew up around? You grew up around some crazy motherfuckers. You need some friends. You need some Christian friends. That's what you need. I definitely be having some shows where you know they come out. I got support from everybody, man. Mm. You know, when that's the thing, though. You get a Wildin' Out version of me. That's TV. You get the 85 South Show version. That's with me, Carlos Miller, Chico Bean. I'm up there with both of my brothers. We going crazy. Then you actually get me being on stage by myself where I get to do stand-up by myself. That's a whole nother, you know what I'm saying,
What do you
show.
Prefer, that or as a group?
I prefer everything, man. Because, you know, we own 85 South Show, so we that's another job. But we ain't got to clock in and answer to nobody. You know what I'm saying? We own that shit.
Yeah. You got any advice for all the white boys out there watching this who want to do something with themselves in hip hop or within the culture?
I just say stay true to yourself. Don't try to be something that you ain't. You feel me? If you respect the culture, you understand the culture, just get in the game because you like the craft. You like the culture. You know what I'm saying? And you want to understand why we're going to like. Even us to the day, we don't really truly understand like entirely all of hip hop. It's so many icons that done started this shit, bro, that we oversee. You know what I'm saying? Like the KRS-Ones. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The LL Cool J, MC Lights. You know what I'm saying? We icons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like these ain't no goddamn, these real icons. So it's like, we got to study and understand our culture as well. But rap, hip hop is what it was back then, still is today. Another segue, another gateway to speak on what's going on in the black community. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was back in the day. That was our way of letting people know what was going on in the black community. So we just got to keep our culture and make sure that we handling the business, you know?
Yeah.
It's just hip hop, not just music. Hip hop is our shit. That's it. Hip hop.
Respect.
Right.
When your managers just held up a sign that said 5 minutes, what you about to go do next?
Hey, man, I got to go set up another meme. What's the next meme? Universal?
Universal.
It's like the third time I've sat with Universal this week. So
what you doing there?
Hey, man, we having some business. You know, we talking, having, you know, general meeting. You know how that go.
3 meetings in a week. That sounds serious.
It's a lot of people. Universal, NBC, ABC, Fox, Netflix. So you
developing some shit.
Man, I'm not playing, man. We trying to... Hey, man, one sip a day, man. Flyboy OG, man. We not playing with niggas. We is trying to continue to make all the monies, man.
They're probably going to wonder when you're going to smoke that blunt since you rolled it and you didn't smoke it.
Matter of fact, I'm going to smoke it and leave it with you.
Okay.
Let me hit it.
Little tiny ass lighter.
Hey, man, go ahead. How you been?
Hey, I appreciate you coming through, man.
I appreciate you having me. What's your real name?
Adam.
Adam. Adam Mercury. Molecule.
What the fuck? Just connecting words there, huh?
Oh shit, this is scrum.
You a lyricist.
Oh.
That one a day. What's it called?
Flyboy OG. One zip.
I like it.
We're going crazy.
Going crazy. Mm-hmm. Hey, DC Young Fly. You gotta come back. We're gonna do something.
But I'm fucking with you no trouble, man.
Let's do it. My man.
What is this? Ooh,
you might need a nap before you hit the meeting.
Snoop, where you at, Snoop? You might want to hit this, Snoop. Hey, I like this, but it's a good little brand right here, right now. Every time I come out here, I make sure I got to get some of this pop 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 this thing right now.
Hey, you ever try one of these Eagle Energy, these is like a caffeine pen.
I ain't trying that because I'm trying it right here. What's up, Flyboy D?
No, that shit's good, but this will turn you up. If you don't got time to go grab a Starbucks or whatever, this shit... It's serious.
Yeah, nah. So y'all keep smoking all that pre-roll. All right. That's how they going to get you.
I said serious.
They're going to be bad batch of pre-roll. They're going to fuck a lot of people up. I'm telling you. I'm not putting out in the world. This is the sneaky shit that they do.
The energy pens is the sneaky shit they do?
All right. Thank you, the gang. Y'all need to keep smoking that shit. You don't know what's going on. Keep unraveling on up. All right.
Don't listen to them.
They got all that bad.
Don't listen to them. This is a great product.
Oh, I don't know about that. That might be good. But if you like me and you like old school, come on, get somebody one zip a day. Flyboy OG. Well, you open up the container.
You can do both. You can mix.
And you can see what you're rolling.
You can do both at the same time. It'll be totally fine. It'll enhance the experience. Actually, this works great with Kush, I'd like to say.
All right, let me tell you something. This is kind of like some purp in here. Great hybrid. You know what?
You want to leave that with me?
There you go. Yes, of course.
Oh,
free, one thing about Christians, ounce? We are cheerful givers.
No, he's going to give me some handfuls. He's going to give me the whole thing.
Altruistic. We are cheerful givers.
An altruistic guest. This is what I'm looking for.
Come on, man. Oh, nice. You didn't think I knew that word, did you?
No, that's a good word.
I knew it.
DC Young Fly. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Most definitely, man. I appreciate No Jumper, my boy Adam, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody rocking with your boy. Make sure you go follow me. You know what I'm saying? DC Young Fly. I appreciate all y'all for fucking with me. Everybody who don't know me, guess what? It's okay. I don't get no fuck. Fuck with your boy. DC Young Fly. I'm everywhere. You did.
Just like that. Appreciate you, G.